Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Greg Glattman, Chief Technical Officer for Code Factory. And, of course, there's been a lot of discussion lately about Mobile Speak 4. Hey, Greg, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, J.J.
First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about Mobile Speak 4, what's exciting, what's new, and, of course, it just was released officially 2 days ago.
Sure. We released it to coincide with the beginning of the ATIA show here. It's the culmination of about 9 months of work, possibly a little bit more. And so, you know, we're really excited to see it finally come to market and get in the hands of users who've been waiting for it for a long time. The big things we've been talking about are that it's multi-voice, it's touch, it's cross-platform, and it's ready for the next generation. So those are the 4 points we've been focusing on. One of the most interesting things, I think, is that the fact that the 4.0 version is cross-platform, which means you can take your license from a Symbian version and move it to Windows Mobile Phone and back and forth as much as you like without paying an upgrade fee. So it's really a portable license. You can take it with you whichever platform, whichever phone you like, and switch as often as you like. You can also, we've introduced a new licensing scheme, which is mobile phone number based. So you don't have to remember a special user ID or anything, and you don't have to have it tied to a specific device. You can, as long as your phone number stays the same, you can switch devices as often as you like. So if a new phone comes out and you want to try it and switch, as long as you've got the same phone number, you're free to switch as often as you like.
There's been a lot of talk about the touchscreen devices, and of course, that's all started with the iPhone last year. How does your touchscreen interface compare with that of the iPhone, or how is it different?
Well, I think the iPhone is obviously a good product. It's gotten a lot of attention, and for a basic level, sort of introductory level for a basic user, it works pretty well. But I think users who've tried it, a lot of the feedback we've seen is that people have tried it for, say, 30 days and have found that it's interesting but not really practical for the long term. And one of the reasons for that is it's not really that customizable, it's not that flexible. So what we've tried to do with our touch interface is do something that allows you different levels of support, different levels of access, and it's really customizable. So for example, you can use simple gestures, up, down, left, right, and double tap on the screen to access the menus, or there's a system of tap commands that lets you get to more advanced features more rapidly. So it's designed to be simple at first, and then it grows along with you as you find that you need more functionality.
You mentioned Mobile Speak 4 being multi-voice. What is that referring to?
That's something new we've done with voices from Acapella and Loquendo, in that you can install a license for one of those voices from one of those vendors, and then you get up to 3 voices for the same price. So, for example, if you have a license for Acapella, rather than just having one voice, you can install up to 3 voices and change them as much as you like. So, for example, if you're going to, say, a trip to Italy, you can install temporarily the Acapella Italian voice or Loquendo Italian voice and use that, and then when you're back, uninstall it and install another one. So it's really all designed about flexibility and making your choices as easy as possible.
How consistent is the interface if people want to switch back and forth between a Symbian phone or a Windows mobile phone? How does that work? Is the command layout similar? Or?
Yeah, it's very similar now. It used to be a lot different experience between, for example, Mobile Speak Pocket, Mobile Speak Smartphone, and Windows Symbian Mobile Speak. But now we've done a lot to consolidate both the key layouts and the touchscreen commands. So for the most part, apart from some differences in the operating system and you know, the menus, for example, in some cases are different, the basic commands are the same in both. So if you use one, you'll be very comfortable switching to the other, and you'll know your way around without having to refer back to the manual and learn everything from scratch.
Okay. What about Mobile Geo? I see a public beta has been released for that now, for Mobile Geo 2. What's new in that version?
That's got a new version of the Sendero SDK, which has a lot of new functionality, including some faster routing, a lot more the other features that are included in the SDK. So we've got...
That's their latest, correct? 6.2?
That's their latest public one. That's mm-hmm. right. And so we released a new version both to coincide with the 4.0 release of Mobile Speak and also to incorporate some of the new features in the Sendero SDK.
What can be done? I notice that happens a lot with the different flavors of the GPS software with using the Sendero SDK, mm-hmm. where the new maps will come up for the Braille node, but then there's this delay from the other companies, so then you end up using maps that are a year or more behind. Or
Sure. Yeah, we've been talking to Sendero about when their upcoming development schedules are, when their releases are, and trying to get them synchronized as much as possible. Obviously, there's always a bit of a lag between when their SDK comes out and when we do our beta testing. But at least for the beta phase, I think we're getting closer to the point where it's short lag time and get them out as soon as possible after there's something new available.
Sure. What about email support for some of the newer Nokia Symbian phones? Is that something that's on the horizon?
Yeah, there's the 4.0 version, for example, in some of the new Nokia phones, they have a new email client, which isn't really accessible with the current version.
Right.
This does a lot more animation of transitions and things like that weren't in the previous version. So we've been talking to Nokia about that. You know, they know that it's one of our biggest concerns, and in the meantime, it's I think our top priority, or one of our two or three top priorities for the next release of Mobile Speak, which should be out before too long, to fix some of these problems and make that client accessible.
Would that be a free upgrade?
Yeah, the next upgrade would be a free upgrade, that's true.
I see. You said one of the top two or three. What other priorities do you have in
the
future?
Some of the fifth edition phones, for example, there are some web browser improvements we need to do. I think that's one of the big things also. A couple of the other newer phones have a couple of applications that are slightly different in terms of the standby screen. We need to make some improvements there. So mostly related around either new applications or new phones, especially the fifth edition phones, which have just come out not long ago.
Okay. Do you see any relief in sight, especially for Symbian phones, with the departure of Wayfinder Access? Is Code Factory considering or thinking about doing anything to fill that need?
I think we always keep our options open. Certainly in the meantime, Nokia Maps has announced something that's at least got a pedestrian mode, maybe not necessarily completely accessible, but it's interesting. And it's always a possibility for us to do something in the future as well. It's kind of a recent development, so we're keeping our options open, but certainly something we're looking at.
So you're saying, are you also looking at supporting the OVI Maps?
Yeah, we've got some basic support now for some of the screens, not certainly at the level of Wayfinder, but one of our options would be to work with Nokia to make that more accessible. So that would be one of our options.
What about the ability to label unlabeled graphics?
Like in the Windows Mobile version with the graphics labeler.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty high on our list, too. Not necessarily as high as, say, the email client or the web browser, but it's, our general goal is to try to make the two versions feature compatible. And so that's pretty high on the list, along with some improvements in how we do our review cursor.
Sure.
We're going to try to merge those two capabilities as well.
What do you think is the best way people have customer service questions? I know there's a lot of different ways that they can contact you, but mm-hmm. what's probably the most efficient as far as technical support?
Well, we always recommend people go through their distributors as much as possible, but in the case that they, for some reason, don't get an response from the distributor or don't have the contact information there, they can also go to our help desk. And if they go to the codefactory.es website, there's a link there for support, and that can go to the help desk. So there they can submit a help desk ticket, mm-hmm. and they'll be able to see the status of that as it gets a response, and if they can reply to the response, then they can eventually see it resolved through that help desk system.
Okay. So version 4 is available now. It is a paid upgrade, correct?
Right, that's right, for previous users.
Right. And you don't really set retail prices yourself. It's more mostly up to your dealers?
No, that's right. It's up to the dealers. Some dealers subsidize a bit more heavily than others, so we just advise people to contact their dealer and see what their pricing structure is.
Okay. Is in the AT&T program, does that still remain?
I believe their prices are still the same. Yeah, I would advise people to double-check
sure.
that with them, but as far as I know, their pricing structure is still the same.
How does the introduction of the iPhone and some of the other accessibility programs that are built into phones, how does that affect your future?
I think it keeps a bit of pressure on us, which is a good thing. I mean, if we don't want to be complacent and assume that once 4.0 is out, now we're done and can relax. I think it keeps a lot of public awareness about some of the issues of accessibility, which is always a good thing. And it makes people realize that people, for example, didn't think they could use a touchscreen device, now realize that they can use one. And so it gives us a little bit wider exposure in terms of potential users. And I guess it keeps pressure on us to keep innovating, which is always good.
Was that what triggered your support for touchscreens, or were you already thinking about it before?
No, we had actually thought about it before, just because the general tendency in mobile phones seems to be that direction. If you look at the latest mobile phones that have come out from Nokia, for example, a fair portion of them are touchscreen or combination touchscreen and physical keyboard. So it's pretty clear that's the direction the
sure.
industry is going in.
So at this point, are you already looking at Windows Mobile 7 if it comes out, and then whatever the successor to Symbian is going to be? Or?
Yeah, we've been keeping up with both of those. We've got good relationships with both Microsoft and Nokia. So yeah, we hope to be there when they arrive on the market.
Okay. If people want to get in contact with Code Factory, what's your website or other ways to get in contact?
The website is www.codefactory.es, and there's a new website there as of this week. It's been getting a lot of traffic, but hopefully everything's back up and running now. And so it's got information about all the latest products and how to get in touch with us and how to get in touch with distributors as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Greg. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Thanks, JJ.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.